Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. A clutter coach and professional organizer, Julie also offers tips to help you get clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life.
Today's show is sponsored by Rapid Gift Bag, the world's greatest gift bag organizer. Wrapping paper, gift boxes and bags, tissue paper, scissors, tape and cards, they all just slip right in. For more information, please visit rapidgiftbag.com. Okay, today we're talking about closets. How many times have you walked into your closet and said, oh my gosh, closet full of clothes, nothing to wear? Or you have that favorite black sweater and finally get rid of some of your clutter only to discover you have 10 of the exact same black sweaters. We have lots of tips today to help you clear the clutter from your closet. And now I'd like to tell you about today's guest. Geralyn Thomas is a certified professional organizer, chronic disorganization, and a level 5 master trainer. But her true superpowers are her warmth and humor, which are useful when working with clients and coaching new organizers. A Tar Heel fan and graduate from UNC Chapel Hill, Geralyn makes her home in Cary, North Carolina. She's a past president of the North Carolina chapter of NAPO. You may have seen her published in an array of national magazines or featured on A&E's Hoarders, The Nate Burka Show, Today, or South Africa's The Home Channel. Welcome, Geralyn.
Hey, Julie, and everybody watching. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
I need to add two significant things to your bio. The first is you are an accomplished painter. I don't care what you say. I found that out last year, and I said, send me paintings. And the other thing, I want to talk about this master level 5, because last time I interviewed you, that you were one of, like, 24 in the world, and that's quite an accomplishment. Do you have any more? Are we still hovering around 24?
No, I think every year the Institute for Challenging Disorganization continues to add more people who are, building their portfolio and increasing their credentials around all different things related to chronic disorganization.
Well, you're still a pro in my book, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's get started. Why do you think our closets tend to become a breeding area for clutter?
Okay, how long do we have to answer that, Julie?
The floor is yours.
Okay, I will ramble on. It'll be like a filibuster. No, I think there's a lot of reasons. One of the most significant things that I think affects the interiors of our closet is our shopping habits. So today, shopping is easier than ever. 24/7, we log on to the computer. You know, UPS, FedEx, whoever drives up 3 or 4 days later with this nice box of stuff. And I know in my own business, a lot of times clients don't find the time or have the energy or they procrastinate returning stuff. So it's kind of a double whammy. The stuff sits there, it builds up, and you never get your, you know, money back. So it's just kind of wasted money. Another thing is, we live in such close proximity to everything. I mean, more and more Targets, more and more dollar stores, more and more, you know, name your store, whatever it is. We are like the land of malls. And as Americans, more than other societies, I think, we have a tendency when we're bored, when we're depressed, when we're happy, when we're celebrating, even groups of teen girls and boys now, I see, go to the mall to pass time. So it's kind of become like our national hobby is to shop.
That's an excellent point. Do you see certain areas in the closet where people get stuck? Is it a question of setting up a system or storage, or it's just everything?
I think it depends on the person. So there's a couple different types of shoppers that I see. Let's go with the bargainy stuff, first of all. Could be male or female, right? And I happen to, like, feel the pull of this a little myself, like, oh, it's on sale, you know, I better get two. So it's the BOGO. Like, stores know how we think, right? I am so jacked up when I see buy one, get one, or buy two, get one. I'm thinking, I come in for one thing, and instead I'm going to leave with three because it's buy two, get one. But for some reason, like, the logic doesn't kick in until the credit card statement rolls in, right? That's the other thing. More and more and more of us use credit and not cash. And I know when I switch back to cash, like I'm only going to live off of this money for 2 weeks, it really hurts to pay money. Are you the same?
I do. I've switched. My father got me that. So we do as much cash as possible.
Okay. And doesn't it kind of hurt to pull out the wallet?
It does. It does.
So, okay, buy one, get one. And then the other big thing with clutter is that GWP. And I know that most women who wear cosmetics and are listening to this are going to know what GWP means, and it means gift with purchase. So you go in and you need, let's say, let's just say a lipstick, keep it simple. You go in and you see that your brand of lipstick, or maybe it's not even your brand, maybe you're just drawn into the free giveaway, is giving away this little plastic bag that was made Lord knows where and cost nothing and is full of stuff that probably isn't going to look or smell good on you. And you're just drawn to it. Like you can't resist the lure of that freebie. So you buy the thing and then you take this little bag that's really cute and stick it in your closet, and before you know it, you have 10 years worth of stuff that you haven't worn. I don't know. It's just like a hot mess. It's like they know how to draw us in, Mad Men, all the advertisers.
No, I think that that's so true. And I had just saw posted in my hometown, what they did was they had a volunteer got together and got those and gave them to the kids that were homeless, so they had, that's makeup that they'll use and is a treat for them. But it's hard. It's happening right now. It's okay. We're getting ready to go back to school, and you get those Sunday flyers with all, buy this and get the mascara and the lipstick and everything else.
Right. And men aren't immune to this either. I've noticed, I have two sons that are college age, my husband. So now male products for men, and now there's this whole new industry of men's skincare. Like, I laugh, my dad's 80 and losing his memory, but every once in a while he just hits a home run. So he's talking and he's like this, I don't know, he was in the Korean War. He's like a manly man. He's like, I don't know, when did men start using all this stuff? And he's going on and on, and he's naming all of these products, and I'm thinking, like, this perfectly clear moment he is seeing things, and to hear somebody like him say it, that wasn't around 25, 30 years ago. It's a new thing.
Along with the man spank tanks that really scare me. Luckily, I told my husband I'd rather have you have fat or a bulge than walking around in one, and he would never, but I agree with you.
Yeah,
Now,
that's huggable.
what advice would you have for someone who's listening? They walk right in their closet and they're just completely overwhelmed. Where could they start?
At the phone. Call for help. Plug for, look up NAPO and then your city, National Association of Professional Organizers, and then followed with your city. Okay, so you can always DIY it. You can hire an organizer. That's a very realistic thing to do. And then for people that want to semi-DIY it but can't seem to get motivated, invite a friend over and repay the favor. Some people we know are just not, they're extroverts. And organizing, especially the interior of your closet or your papers and financial stuff, and it can be downright, here's your Debbie Downer moment, downright depressing and lonely, right? So if you're an extrovert, you might do better having, your friend in there kind of keeping things going, or put on some music, or put a smell in a diffuser that is invigorating, grapefruit, lime, lemon, something uplifting that'll get you moving.
Excellent. Now, what advice would you have? I'm recently married, and when he moved in, we now share a closet. And luckily, he doesn't have a ton of stuff. I don't have a ton of stuff. But what it, that can be a real battleground for people, especially if the woman's taking over 95% of the closet and the man's like, come on now. Or siblings. If sisters had, I know women and I'm the only daughter, granddaughter, but if you had a sister, a sibling to share a closet, what advice would you have for couples and siblings?
Hopefully you're bigger and stronger. I know in my house, I dominate the closet. Anyway, well, you do have to kind of set a limit. So with some couples, especially in older historic homes, the space is like crazy small. So you're really limited, not just by what your partner or spouse wants, but by the physical space itself, right? So, come up with some number that makes sense to you. And you can do this with hangers or shelf space, or just measure and say, when your 36 hangers, 84 hangers, whatever your number is, are full, it's time to let go of stuff. It's very plain, simple mathematical equation. We're out of space, you've got to let go of something, or don't bring something new in. But I think it's kind of kind of a little like you're learning to do the cha-cha with your partner. You really do have to figure out what they need space and what's fair and what's comfortable between you all. And I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all for couples. I guess that's – it's not – I don't know many couples that have a 50-50 split, put it that way.
Yeah, and I would also say what we've done, we've had some temporary solutions as we've kind of have figured things out, because we didn't want matchy-matchy bedroom furniture, and so we found a dresser that we really liked. Well, I should say a nightstand where he's been able to put clothes in, because we had a temporary setup in the closet. Now we're like, okay, we've switched stuff around. We can now get a dresser for him.
Right.
And so then it's okay, though, to have a temporary solution while you're figuring out a permanent one.
And some other temporary solutions that I've worked with people, and I'm sure you have too, Julie, is those space bags. Those work well, and you know, some people stick them under the bed, but I know if anybody's into feng shui listening to this, they do not want it under the bed. I saw your guest last time. Suitcases are a great place to wheel your out-of-season clothes and store them perhaps in another closet. There's, you know, boxes and bins and nightstands and dressers, and not everything has to be hung or folded, stuck in the closet.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, what advice, I would love to see better closet skills instilled in our children, because if they learn good habits as kids, as they grow up, they're less likely to have a lot of clutter or have issues. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, I agree. And I really think it starts with the shopping, you know, learning that you don't have to get, for some reason, this is something that really bothers me personally, so here it is, my axe to grind on your show. I don't think we have to, for some reason, in the last maybe 20, 25 years, it's kind of being put in our brain that we can't show up wearing the same thing two or three times. That is so ridiculous. Who thinks that's smart? You know, I mean, I know a lot of college girls that I've worked with, and they will not be caught dead at a, you know, sorority party, fraternity party, social event, wearing the same thing. And I think, wow, you're just like setting yourself up for a very long, expensive life. And myself, I don't subscribe to that. I'm A-okay wearing the same white jeans all summer, and when I wear them out, I'll get a new pair. And I try to encourage clients, you don't need 35 pairs of black pants. Don't be a what I call a serial shopper, you know, like you're a serial killer. Serial shoppers go out and buy the same thing over and over, but it's just slightly different. So, you know, teach your kids that it's okay to wear the same things, and maybe quality over quantity, which has totally been lost on our society. Instead, we just buy stuff that can be pitched or thrown away, and, you know, off to the store we go to buy a new one, and it's inexpensive enough to just let go of.
That's an excellent point. One of the reasons I love Princess Kate Middleton is because, and you know, and they have commented on this a lot, how she wears her outfits over and over, but talk about someone who's in the public eye, having to do events constantly, and if Kate's doing it, you know, okay, sorry, the rest of us have no excuse.
Well, and one of the things, while we're on the topic, while we're gossiping about her, like we know her so well, I love that she rocks those nude shoes over and over and over, and they go with everything. I'm like, well, isn't that smart? Instead of having a closet full of shoes, she is going to wear nude shoes that go with everything. I love that. I think it's such a smart move for her.
Yeah, I'm with you, too. And again, like I have found, the older I get, I just want less. I want the Garanimal thing. I know it goes together. I can spend 2 seconds in the closet and I'm done.
Right, exactly.
Now, what are some... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's because you're so deep, Julie. You're not shallow.
Thank you. I work on it. I'm still working to improve myself every single day. Now, what tips do you have? What are your favorite tips that you share with clients on eliminating clutter from their closets?
Well, the you know, think about where clutter comes from, because closets, are we still in closed closets, or are we just in closets in general?
You know what, Geraldine, you may go wherever you'd like.
That is music to my ears. If only everyone would say that to me. think about where clutter comes from, because, you know, a lot of people stash stuff in their closets, and it really doesn't belong in their closet. So are you picking up clutter like, you know, I mentioned earlier, the BOGO, the GWP? Are you somebody that attends conventions and trade shows and you've got to take that free tote bag home with you and all the crazy squeeze balls, visors, tennis outfits, I mean, whatever else they're giving away? try to teach yourself, train yourself to say no to all that junk. I try to work with hobbyists, and they seem to be buyers of things. Like, I don't want to pick on my scrapbook and friends because they are really fun and I adore working with them, but they will often admit it's like an addiction. They can't just get 30 sheets of paper. They have to get 300 sheets of paper, and stampers can't be happy with 12 stamps. They want to, there goes my phone. They want to have every stamp ever made. Beaters. I mean, it seems like people who do crafts are just more comfortable accumulating a lot of stuff, and then they stash it in their closets because realistically they can't use everything they're acquiring.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you have thoughts? You know, you can, there are 1,000 different ways to organize a closet, and you know, I've seen people think they have to do it how Martha Stewart does it, or how you do it, or how someone they've seen in a magazine. What advice would you have for someone just like, you know what, where should I start?
Yeah, I would say totally disregard a lot of expert advice, because I can say this because I've done TV stuff and magazine stuff, and I know what's going on behind the camera. And what TV and magazines are about is putting out there either the most extreme or the best looking stuff. And it's there not to make you feel inadequate. It's there to inspire you. There's a very different budget when you do a TV show or a magazine shoot. You know, advertisers are behind that, and they're paying for that great look that will draw in a bunch of eyes. But in real life, that is not how we live. You know, my own closet, someday I'll do a walkthrough at my house and show people, like, look, I'm not perfect. We don't always have matching towels, and the back of our closet is not painted or wallpapered in some gorgeous thing, and it's not spectacular lighting. It's like, you know, you and your four kids and you're homeschooling and you're doing the best you can to hang in there, so who cares if your bath towels don't match? They're clean, and even if they're not folded. But don't set unrealistic expectations for yourself. That would be my first bit of advice. And good enough is good enough. That's the other thing. You know, it doesn't have to be folded within. And I love all these videos, how to fold your bed sheets, and, you know, you put the hands in the pockets. And I mean, the truth of the matter is you're the people living there and using it. No one's coming in to inspect how your sheets are folded. So just go for good enough and focus on the stuff that really matters in life. And for me, that aspect of organizing means being able to find what you need when you need it, not having all of your towels perfectly stacked or your sheets corner folded or whatever it is that's kind of compulsive.
I know. I'm laughing because my husband's ex-airborne, so, you know, when he was in the Army, you had to make your bed a certain way.
Yes.
And so, you know, one day he redid the linen closet, so I was like, have at it.
Yeah.
And you know, and then one day he folded the sheets, and I said, you can do this any time that you want. And he decided it was better to have me do it, not perfectly, than doing it himself.
Right. Well, you know, and one of the things when I train new organizers, I always say that the minute you announce you're an organizer, there's a real struggle between living a balanced life and meeting everybody's expectations. So a lot of people kind of confuse being clean with being organized. I know a lot of organizers that aren't clean freaks. I mean, it's not the same thing. So, and by the way, I'm laughing because I'm thinking, oh, I wasted way too much time one afternoon. I watched YouTube videos, and I apologize for not knowing this man's name, but I watched him fold clothes for at least an hour and a half. And if you want to find it, it's called Ranger Rolling. Like, he Ranger rolls his socks, Ranger rolls his towels. I was fascinated. The guy is like a maniac folder.
Well, Sina, it's all about choosing what you want to do. And I choose, like you say, we have a clean house, we have clean clothes. They're just not folded military style. And, you know, to the best of my knowledge, the cat and my husband and I have not suffered from it.
You certainly don't appear to be suffering, Julie.
Not at all. Now, do you have any final thoughts on closet you'd like to share?
I think pay attention to the big picture in your closet, and that is what's working and what's not working. And for me, one of the big things in people's closets is lighting. So I like the accessories in a closet. I love bright lighting, good clear lighting. I love like a hook in there. I call it a valet hook. I know different people have different names for it. And stuff that's functional, you know, and slim down. When you find that you're not wearing stuff and using stuff, let it go. Give it to somebody who would appreciate it and use it.
Fantastic. Now, do you have any one last tip on clutter of any area that you'd like to share on how to let go of it?
Yeah, I would say for paper clutter, for people who have trouble getting motivated, and this is something that I think we're about to enter the season of like crazy paper and getting your taxes ready and quarterly stuff, is try, instead of sitting, try standing. It sometimes helps certain people remain focused. So instead of sitting at a desk or on the floor with your stuff all spread out, if you have a countertop or a big table, go sort your stuff at the table and don't sit down until you've, you know, worked at it a while.
Fantastic. That would probably help me, and because I probably would. I would be less likely to have my mind wander. Yeah. Now tell people how they can find out more information about you, anything else that you'd like to share. I know you do classes, whatever you'd like to tell us.
Okay. You can find out more about me on my website, which is metropolitanorganizing.com. There's a tab if you live in the Raleigh area and want to get organized, you can click that. And there's a tab if you want to become a professional organizer, click that, and I can help you, point you in the right direction. But I coach new organizers, and I have people in my team that go out and do hands-on organizing in the Cary Raleigh area.
Excellent. Well, Gerilyn, I want to thank you for your time today, and I want to, again, thanks to our sponsor, Rapid Gift Bag. You can find out more about this great wrapping paper and more organizer at rapidgiftbag.com. The creator, Adam Levine, no, not the Maroon 5 singer, but the creator of the Rapid Gift Bag, has generously offered to give away a Rapid Gift Bag. To win, you need to subscribe to both our YouTube channels. You can go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com and rapidgiftbag.com, and you'll see the little YouTube icon in the corner. Just click on that, subscribe to both our channels, and leave a comment on any video on both of our channels. The first person to do so wins. Okay, everyone, you've gotten great advice today. Let's go out there and let go of some clutter and create the life you deserve and desire.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. You can find out more about Julie Caraccio and her services at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. We'll see you here next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.